said it's the top of the end. I'm going. I'm going. I'm gone. Closing the book. The pages of the text.
Two songs by Sunvolt. That was Going, Going, Gone. And we started things off with Tulsa Country. Both of those were non-album tracks from Switchback, an EP released in 1997 on Warner Brothers Records. Warner Brothers CD, I guess. Anyway, that pretty much does it for part one of Sunvolt. So next week we'll come back with more Sunvolt. We'll try to do like the rest of the 1990s, and I think also we'll include like they went on hiatus after 1998. So, but they revived in 2005. So we'll straddle like 1998 and 2005 with the next album. So, anyway, next week. But right now, we should play Top of the RIGs. You weren't too far behind. Yes, amazingly enough. Oh, wow. There we go. Server disconnect on GameBird. Anyway. We just need to be connected to GameBird now. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for a playlist and show archives. Release the O with a zero. And the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. the playlist, however, will not be there for a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you have survived hour number 3 of this week's The Next Show. So we'll be back with hour number 4, featuring a tribute to David Thomas. And we'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite.
You just assured me that I could speak.
During anything. I'm under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. Why did you do this to me? For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off there. Ta-da! And farewell. One top, look!
Yes, this is Democracy Manifest. Anyway, put this in central face here. Anyway, yeah, this is our tribute to David Thomas, part 2. Do you think we have an intro for this? But anyway, we're just doing. We're getting to like exploring David Thomas's tenure in Pere Ubu. We're listening to Dub Housing, and there's one more track from this album. Here's Pere Ubu and Caligari's Mirror. Notice that these songs are like, they're punk to begin with and punk and new wave to begin with, and now they're becoming increasingly avant-garde.
Hey, hey,
your two songs from Pear Ubu. That was the fabulous sequel from New Picnic Time, released on Crystalis Records in September 19, 1979. And we started things off with Caligari's Mirror from Dub Housing, also released on Crystalis Records, but this time in November 1978. This brings us to their next album, The Art of Walking, released on June of 1980. So on this album, Tom Herman had been replaced with Mayo Thompson on guitars. Alan Ravenstein was on synthesizers. Tony Mimone was on bass, as he was on the last album. And also David Thomas was on lead vocals and Vox Continental, Baroque organ and drums. So anyway, this album was not released on Chrysalis Records. This was released on Rough Trade Records for the original release. So yeah, we're going to hear a track from The Art of Walking. Here's Pear Ubu and Go. We're paying tribute to David Thomas on the next show. Yeah, so these are three songs by Pere Ubu. That was Birdies, and before that we heard Misery Goats. And we started things off with Go. All those were from their fourth album, The Art of Walking, released on Rough Trade Records in 1980. So, anyway, this brings us to their next... Well, actually, no. They released their fifth and what was going to be the final album in 1982. But before that, Dave Thomas formed a band called Dave Thomas and the Pedestrians and released their own album, The Sound of Sand and Other Songs of the Pedestrian, released on Rough Trade Records on October 30th, 1981, and produced by Adam Kidron and Paul Walmsley. So let's listen to a track from this album. Here's Dave Thomas and the Pedestrians, and the Birds Are a Good Idea.
I'm
Three songs by Dave Thomas and the Pedestrians. That was Sloop John B. Before that, we heard Crickets in the Flats. And we started things off with Birds Are a Good Idea. All those are from the Sound of the Sand and other songs of the Pedestrian, released on Rough Trade Records in October 1981. In the meantime, also in 1981, Per Ubu released 390 Degrees of Simulated Stereo, a live album featuring recordings from Per Ubu's first years of existence. Oh, get this. In general, the recordings feature lo-fi in nature. The album was out of print for decades, but was reissued for Record Store Day 2021. So that's also, they would release, their fifth studio album, Song of the Bailing Men, in September 1982 on Rough Trade Records. It was their final album until 1988's The Tenement Year. Let's listen to a track from this album. Yeah, here we go. Here's Pere Ubu and The Long Walk Home. pretty sure three songs by Pear Ubu. That was A Day Such As This. Before that, we heard Stormy Weather. And we started things off with The Long Walk Home. All those from Song of the Bailing Man, their fifth studio album, and their last album until they went on hiatus in 1982, and that was their last album until the Tenement Year, released in 1988. So anyway, with Pear Ubu on hiatus, Dave Thomas would release a new album on the... this time with Dave Thomas and his legs. So he released Winter Comes Home. But Thomas has pronounced the album to have been officially disappeared. Writing, by the way, Winter Comes Home does not exist. According to the authorized view, it never did exist, and it will never exist. Those who claim to own copies are troublemakers. Report them to the grocery police. The album was eventually re-released as a download, sourced from a vinyl copy, as the master tapes were lost long ago. So, here's Dave Thomas from the now-disavowed Winter Comes Home. And West Side Story.
You may be asking why all of a sudden he's looking so sad. You may be thinking to yourself, well, everything was going along all right. Why is he looking sad all of a sudden? As I'm standing here, back home in Cleveland, Ohio, on the shores of Lake Erie, a very special day is happening today as we stand here. 3,000 miles from there. Today, winter comes home to Erie. Mm-hmm. And today, every year, when winter comes home to Erie, every year that day, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the headline in the morning, winter comes home to Erie. Today, the big paper. And everybody reads it, and the bosses call off work, the schools close, and everybody says, oh boy, and they start making their picnic baskets and getting the fireworks together, and they all gather down at the end of the day, near sunset, on the cliffs, Edgewater Park, overlooking Lake Erie, these cliffs, and they all gather there, a million people with picnic baskets, and the Cleveland Indians are down there signing autographs, and the Cleveland Browns have come down, and they're giving away picture postcards, and there's bands playing, and there's banners, what's up with home today, and everybody's excited, they're talking to each other, a million people, and there's winter sunsets, as the sun sets, and winter comes home, everybody, a million people, yippee! I'm going to miss all of them. I'm not going to be there. Sometimes I'm the only one who is. So, that's why I'm looking a bit sad now. I'll pick up after I do this song, because this song reminds me of winter. Maybe it reminds you of winter, because the fern has come. That's the right pronunciation, right? In Switzerland, the fern has come, and winter is here. When winter comes home, very. He's on his feet. He's on his feet, and his feet are on the go. He anticipates a show. He anticipates a show. He anticipates a show when winter comes home. Jerry. The day is burned away, and the evening comes as an afterthought. Salt mines down below the lake provide a subtler block. When winter comes home, there is. Close your eyes now. Lindsay will show you what it's like. This is what it's like. I'm sure you. scurry up and down, riding in the wakes when winter comes home, dear Carrie. And the clouds gently stone, city looks as frail as bone, as was carved by a China, left because he died alone. When winter comes home to me,
was David Thomas, the late David Thomas, and West Side Story from the now denounced, well, the now discredited Winter Comes Home. Dave Thomas and his legs, released on Recommended Records and Megacorp Records in 1982. But anyway, that's it for this part of A Tribute to Dave Thomas. We'll have more next week. But right now, I think the show is over. So Eric and Ernie are going to slice out here. Bring me sunshine. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachie at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Never bring me any tears. And then after that, you have, after the World According to Clay and Rachie, you have some Jim Pemberton show. Probably Give Me Back the 70s. Give Me Back My 70s. So anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Club Impaler Overnight. Until then, stay tuned. Tune in next week for a show that will be equally awesome. We'll have a beginning of summer show next week, and after that, 2 weeks from today, we have the next show, 15th anniversary show, 15 years since I started doing shows on RFD, which I think we can all agree it was a complete waste of time. Hey, sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Until next week, this is number 6. Reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Oh, yeah. Next week there's... We're going to have a Yieldmax declaration date is, a few hours from now. That should be interesting. PLTY, they had earnings per share of like $15. Even if it was $5 per share, that should be a pretty decent amount. But anyway, until next week, this is number 6 reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something with those fingernails, no yes, drive safely, and drink milk. Show the room, goodbye! Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get the monitor beacon here. So I had to find it. Oh, here it is. Yep, goodbye!
I'm not going to be able to do that.